This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are lit up. It is locker cleanout day in Ashburn, Virginia. The Commanders finished the regular season yesterday going 5-12. Some levels of concern about winning that final game, falling a little bit in the draft process. If folks are mad about the draft, I'm not telling you you're wrong. If folks are mad about people that are mad about draft process, everybody's allowed to be a fan how you want to be a fan. I think it's much ado about very little. Going from 5-7 in this draft, not going to make a ton of difference. Who knows, maybe Ty Simpson, the Alabama quarterback, will have a hell of a combine and all of a sudden people will be interested. And if that happens, maybe they'll be interested at 7. The more quarterbacks that go early, the better it is for Washington, because it means more good players get to them at 7. I think a lot of people are going to want to trade back regardless. I'm not sure trading back, hell, trading up, any of it will make that large of a difference unless they start nailing picks. And and you got to have your best players on the field healthy, and that's Jaden Daniels. Ready for some more phones, B?
I guess.
Okay. Our guy Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
Pick, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's good, JP? What's good, B, Mitch? Listen, B, you've been saying for a little while that you have been looking into San Fran and what they did and how they stocked up. So my thing is, do you think that we should have brought AP and Dan Quinn on, like, the contract that Cal and Lynch got, so that we know that they're here and then they could build the back end of their roster the way that they need to? I mean, of course, we got to do it now, right, because, you know, they cleared it out. So that's just my thoughts on the process is, instead of so much turnover.
Hold on. Lynch and Shanahan got 6-year deals, right? Which at the time was a really big deal.
Yep.
They got 5-year.
I mean, AP definitely got a 5-year. I imagine DQ did too. I don't think there's that much difference. And at that point in time, San Fran was a shocking train wreck. They had just had to fire Jim Tomsula. If you remember, Harbaugh was going to war with the GM. They had the guy that ended up in Jacksonville with Balky. Like, they had to guarantee some consistency there.
Yeah, I mean, so I thought for a long time that nobody knew what AP and DQ's contracts were. So that's why I didn't know that they had the 5-year deal. So five and six, is, I'm not arguing about 5 and 6. At least we know that our guys are here. And my thing is, the quick turnover is what's been killing us, because as soon as you start to get, you know, your players in place, you're firing them because you had a down year. and then you got to bring in the next guy, and he might not like this person, and might not like the way that person, or this person doesn't fit their program. So you got to have some sort of stability, and that's all I'm talking about right now is stability and making sure that what happened this year doesn't happen next year. I'm talking about from training camp to all-season workouts and all of that to get these guys ready for the season.
All right, so Pick. No argument there. Yeah. Training camp's got to look different, man.
And better.
And I honestly think the Tunsil deal will be a big litmus test for AP. If this organization is going to be we will ride every negotiation to the bone and we're not scared of being hard asses all the time, or if it's, we've identified this player, he's part of our future, let's get this done. Yeah. I think we're going to learn something about that in 6 weeks, before free agency opens.
All right, man.
You agree?
Yeah.
All right.
See, for me, that's why I asked Ike what I asked him, because you would look at Philadelphia and think Philadelphia, it just happened. They have been building that thing so long, man. So now they seem to be able to take hits and come back. Take hits and come back. The 49ers at that point now, take hits, come back. We in this town for 20-plus years, after 2 years, we want the coach fired. We bring in somebody else. After 2 years, we want the coach fired because nothing works. It doesn't happen in 2 damn years. And if you keep firing the coach and starting over, as we used to be, we started over with a new coach who came in with a new mindset,
yeah,
and brought in all new players. And then in 2 years, you fire him. Then that another coach came in and did the same damn thing. But we wonder why it took 20-something years for us to even must figure out something. And then they rolled in, and they got some guys that believed in each other. They won. Then we went after it. You got to do more than just 2 years. And you got to find a way to let this thing grow to, I keep saying, base, foundation, whatever words you want to use. If you don't have that, you're not going to have success.
I think by and large, maybe you disagree, I don't think people want guys fired. I don't think there's a clamoring out there for Quinn and Peters to be fired.
I don't think it's a majority, but you start hearing it.
Yeah.
And when you start hearing it from Lil Faction, and then something goes wrong, and we got all these people with the loud mouths, it starts coming from them too. So you got to understand. No, it may not be as big as people as you think, but it starts out small all the damn time. But that's how we've always been. We said we want things to change. But you know who has not changed? Fan base. The fan base still want, if something don't happen in 1-2 years, they want something to happen. You got to let stuff grow for a moment. And you will falter at a point. Like what the Wizards are doing, they told you what they were doing.
Right, they were honest.
And you better hope at the end of it they can start winning something. But right, they are doing it the right way. They said, look, we're not going to be good for a few years. And then we're going to have to go after it. But that's what I think this football thing needs a little time. Not overnight.
Keep these phone lines going. Aaron Rodgers is on the line. hey, man.
Aaron. Hey, Rod, what's up, man? Should we relax? R-E-L-X?
Oh, man, I'm not going on a permanent vacation for at least another week.
What's up,
dude? Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I guess my question for Adam Peters would be, you know, does a zebra change its stripes and why? And the reason why I say that is because, to me, it looks like the same thing as 2 years ago when we first got JD5. We had to do a full roster overhaul. I was for go get only young people, younger contracts, egg on my face, one of the greatest seasons of my life. I mean, that was awesome. And then we went into this year, same exact plan. So I don't know why everyone's saying, oh, well, we got to change it up, get younger, do all these things, which has always made sense to me. But the reality is 2 years ago, same situation, we went to the championship. And he has a full mulligan to do everything he's done for the past 2 years. So I guess it would be, my question is are you going to go for it again, just like you did this prior year and the first year that took us to the championship? Not going to do that, and you're going to build young. Right? What makes you change your mind this year versus the past 2 years that we've had? And that would be my question.
The only thing I'd say, the only place I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, A-Rod, is the first year was super draft heavy. I mean, they traded back, they acquired more picks. Now, did they add veterans? Yeah, but that was just because they had a ton of holes on the roster that they had. I mean, you had to get guys that would play, right? Yeah. This past year is different because you traded away picks. You have way less picks. You tried it again with one-year veteran deals. So I'm with you in year two. Year one is a little bit more of a pass for me because
They were just trying to get established.
They tried to draft. I mean, didn't they draft 10 guys that first year? Something like that. I mean, they ended up with five guys in the top 100. I know that. But I hear you about coming into this season, how they operated, and now we got to see something different for how they're going to operate going forward. Thank you for the call. PJ in Reston's been on hold a while. What's up, PJ?
Hey, guys. So I'm going to try to say it as quick as possible because I got so much to say. But so I basically spent last weekend like about an hour and a half running all of my thoughts into the AI as if I was a GM and everything, right? And there's a couple strategies that we need to do. Now, we need to definitely see there's no wide receivers worth anything in a free agency, right? Free agency first and then the draft. Now, if we can get both Alec Pierce of the Colts and Kyle Pitts of Atlanta, because I don't think George Pickens will be available, then edge rusher with that first pick. But the most realistic, smart thing to do would be to get in the free agency. Get Henderson if you can. It's a long shot, but if not, you got to get a good defensive end, Josh Sweat, somebody like that. Get Kyle Pitts, and if you don't get Alec Pierce or wide receiver, that's basically all there is wide receiver. Take either Carnell White or Jordan Tyson with that number 7 overall pick. Take edge back to back with your 3rd and 5th round picks. Because you also now took, let's say, Josh Sweat, for example, and, get Jamel Dean cornerback. We got to go heavy in free agency, the cornerback for Tampa or Jimmy Ward. So you got to get, like, 3 blue-chip players in free agency to help you during the draft. Do not mess with any running backs during the draft. It's wide receiver and edge rusher is the biggest thing that this team needs to really get to the playoffs and beyond.
Can I ask something, though, dude?
100%. You can always ask, yes.
So one of your first thoughts, and there were a lot of them, I tried to keep up legitimately.
Mm-hmm.
One of your first thoughts was Hendrickson, right? Trey Hendrickson. Hendrickson's been a good player. That's an aging veteran that had a down year on injuries. And everybody says they got to get younger. And one of your first thoughts is Trey Hendrickson.
Go get the older guy.
Yeah, because he's special. He's not a typical. I mean, he's not 35, 38. He's, I think, 31.
He'll be 32.
32, yeah. So get him on a high per year average, maybe 3 years. Don't do a 5 year, don't do 6 years. But we're not married to that. If that doesn't make sense, then Josh Sweat. And then there's a 3rd defensive end that I can't think of. But we need to go heavy in free agency before the draft starts. We can't go light in free agency. So Jimmy Ward, Jamel Dean at corner, Kyle Pitts, Alec. If we get Alec Pierce and Kyle Pitts, then take an edge with the number 7 pick. But if we
I like Pierce a lot. That's a signing I like. I appreciate your call, and Roger, I appreciate you like you putting all the thoughts.
But the question
together.
I would ask him and ask anybody else,
I like the Alec
too,
Pierce call.
You can name all those players, but other people are going to want them too.
Sure.
And other people may have more money to do it. So if you don't get those guys, who you go for?
They have a ton of cash.
I know they got a ton of cash. That don't mean they're going to spend all that money in every position.
I agree with that.
So if the other guys that are compete, let's say you got a ton of cash. You want to go to Kyle Pitts. Somebody that wants Kyle Pitts, offer him way more money.
I'm not in on the Kyle Pitts.
But I'm saying, you go to Henderson. You want him. Somebody over there. If you start competing with everybody, you lose out.
I think you can have a mindset conceptually, we're going to be aggressive in free agency without locking in on certain players that you're going to just chase top of the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are going to get more young players in free agency. We're going to target more guys coming off their rookie contracts that cost more than we've normally spent.
Yeah.
We're going to guarantee money into second and third years like we normally haven't done. That is kind of the mindset difference I'm looking for.
Can I ask for one favor, though?
You can ask for anything.
Can we keep football away from AI?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I still want people looking at AI, looking at football, and coming back with experience and thoughts and watching stuff. I don't want to throw nothing in the AI and then let me go find out what to take for my day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And football team.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think that's a reasonable ask.
We can do it and everything else y'all want, but let's let sports keep doing it the way it's been done.
I love
analytics is enough. I don't need AI with it, too.
I don't want to sign any more old veterans. Go get Trey Hendrickson. our guy Zeke is in Southeast. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year to you, man. Thanks
Same
for
to you, Zeke.
All right. Hey, man, if I was asked Peters, man, he did everything the first year right. He moved back and got more picks because we needed bodies. Now, for this one, man, I would stay with the top five, top seven, whatever pick we got. We need some type of rusher, pass rusher, that offensive coordinators have to plan against. They up at night thinking about how we're going to stop this guy. So in the draft, I would get a pass rusher. In free agency, I'll get the top pass rusher. And I think we can find another receiver with our third pick. It wasn't third-round pick. Wasn't Terry a third-round pick?
Terry was a third-round pick.
Yeah, yes. So we can find a receiver. I don't think we need to go heavy on receiver. I think we can find one. But edge rusher, pass rusher, that's what we need. I will be heavy on that free agency and also in the draft. But here's the thing, though, guys. Why are people saying to fire Peters or Quinn? These guys took us to one game away from the Super Bowl, and they tried this year to keep it as close as possible to the same team. That's the only thing I see they did. Nobody thought about all those injuries. If you take injuries off of every team, their first-string quarterback, first-string receiver, second-string receiver, first-string running back, and let all of them miss seven games – most of the playoff teams wouldn't be in the playoffs right now. What do you guys think?
I agree with you.
Yeah, dude. I mean, injuries are a huge part of football. It doesn't mean there aren't bigger problems with this football team, but you can't ignore the amount of injuries they dealt with. I'm going to try to get a couple more calls in here. Let's go to Steve is in Luray. Maybe where White Brian was staying. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going, brother? Thanks for taking
What's
my
up,
call.
Bro?
Long-time listener. I don't hear as much as I'd like because of where I live, but I love your show, and I like to call in once in a while. But
you don't have to listen on the radio. You can watch on TV.
Well, I'm married 55 years. My wife says I watch too much damn sports.
All right. Well, then just listen.
Hey, don't let JP get you in trouble, man. Do it your way, man.
I keep my angel happy. Anyhow,
there you go.
Guys,
smart man.
Winning yesterday does not hurt my feelings. It's okay. The only thing I like about it is we could have hurt the Eagles as far as the process. They don't get the second slot. That could hurt them, and I'm glad. I don't hate them like I hate the Cowboys, but I don't want to help them. But anyhow, that's good and bad. But also, the coaching carousel, I want our guys to go after aggressively the best daggone defensive coach they can get that fits our scheme and go after him and get him. And one thing I will say, for first time in years, I trust the process. I trust our owners. I trust our coaches to do what's best for the team. It's been a long time since I could have said that. And last but not least, can we please get us a field goal kicker? Can we have another Mark Moseley, somebody be here for 10, 12 years, not somebody that three other teams have cut because he's so
Doug,
good.
When he missed the 24-yarder yesterday, it's a good call, man. Appreciate you checking in from the
That mountains. Man right there is experienced, bro. He's been around this thing, man. He's seen it. I like that call.
When he missed the 24-yarder yesterday, the execution at the end of the first half without timeouts, because God, does this team just burn timeouts. At some point, like, the picture is so big and we're so zoomed out and there are such high-level conversations of coaching staff and free agent decisions. But, like, at some point, what the hell is happening with the timeouts? You know how many timeouts they had at the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter yesterday? Zero. Like, what are you doing? But they actually did execute well at the end of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought Moody out to try the 56-yarder, I was like, on what planet? Multiple times this year, you've had the opportunity to let this kid kick deep, and you haven't done it.
He nailed it.
And now he's missed a 24-yarder, and you're giving him a shot?
He nailed it.
He nailed it. What a world.
That's the thing about it, bro. Sometimes you just don't know, man.
They are not set a kicker.
He hit another one that kind of came out kind of funny. I'm like, what the hell was that? And it went right through. I'm like, what? It had like a weird little look to it, man.
I don't know that it'll get asked today because there's so much higher profile things. You are not set a kicker. You need a competition a kicker. You need to sign somebody. You are not set a kicker. Have I been clear enough on that one?
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear from Jaden Daniels next. Everybody on the phone, stay there. We're going to try to get everybody through. Grant and Danny coming on at 2 o'clock. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
B, you know what we did? We went to the beach for New Year's, and when we left, Lauren turned down the heat at the house. And we were driving back. We just crossed the Bay Bridge, and she said, oh, do you have the app? Can you turn the heat back up in the house? Sure did. Got on the Rood app, turned the house back up to 70 because I like it a little toasty. And it was perfect when we got home. So we got to save that money of not cranking the heat while we were gone and still have it perfectly temperatured when we arrive back at the house. That's the stuff you can do with the Rood systems. You can also save a bunch of money. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more about that.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.